Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, October the 16th. Well, we have a very nice day here in the Dallas area. It's, I don't know, it's like in the 60s, it feels like, high 60s. That's really nice for us here, considering the summer that we had and how long that summer went on. Well, today we're going to talk about the debate last night. We're going to talk about this, I guess, this change of heart from Nancy Pelosi. She's not going to put impeachment to a vote. Honestly, I never thought she was going to, but anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. But let me begin with LeBron James. Of course, LeBron James currently with the Los Angeles Lakers. Without question, one of the greatest players in the history of the game, if not the best. So, I mean, as far as his work on the court, listen, I don't have a problem with that. He's also, as I understand, been a pretty generous guy and done a lot of community things, so I'll give him that as well. My problem is, of course, what's going on with China and the NBA. And LeBron came out a couple of days ago and frankly said some things that were, let's be nice about it. They were not very smart. I think LeBron James basically said, well, you know, we shouldn't make people angry with us. You know, the general manager of the Houston Rockets shouldn't have written that tweet because, you know, he had to know that people were going to get angry about it. And he took a position that frankly sounded like he was basically supporting the Chinese government in their tough actions against the Hong Kong protest. Well, the reaction was pretty predictable, obviously. Those of us who understand what communism is, but you don't even have to be a child of communism like I am. I mean, all you have to do is understand a repressive government to understand that China is not a free country. I mean, they may have a big economy. They've made some progress, of course, in building a capitalist economy, but it's a one-party state. I mean, the state is one, and that's it. So LeBron, I think, realizes now that, you know, he wasn't too smart with what he said. So now LeBron has taken the position that he's not going to answer any more questions about China or the NBA. He's hoping that by not talking about it, that I guess the problem is going to go away. Well, he has the right not to talk about it. That's his prerogative as a member of a free society, okay, LeBron, as a member of a free country. You know, you don't have to answer questions from the media. You're entitled to your silence. But I think it's time that LeBron and some members of the NBA come to terms with the fact that they've made a pact here with the devil, and the devil is the Chinese government. And the Chinese government is now basically running the NBA. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, you've got the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets, who I understand is a Chinese businessman. You know, he's basically saying, hey, you know, don't criticize the NBA or don't criticize China because everybody's in China supports the government. Well, that's not really true. If everybody in China supported the government, then the people would be more free. And, of course, the other thing that LeBron said that was interesting is that, you know, this tweet may have offended the Chinese, the tweet from the general manager of the Houston Rockets. But the bottom line is the people of China didn't get to see that tweet because I learned yesterday that Twitter is illegal in China. The people of China do not have the opportunity to go on the Internet like I do and see who's tweeted that or who's tweeted that. So just a bad day for the NBA in China. So I think it would be a good idea for LeBron to maybe take a few days off from all of this and reconsider what he said and maybe come out later and sound a little bit more educated on the topic. I mean, the bottom line is that the NBA has made a pact with the devil here. The devil is China. And they've made a pact with the devil, and now they don't know what to do because China is such a big factor. I mean, such a big part of their market. They have something like, you know, I don't know how many people in China watch the NBA, but it's a huge number of people. And it's become, I think, their second biggest market after the United States. And the way it's going, the popularity of the NBA in China, it could very well be number one, given the fact that they have a billion people. So I don't know. Maybe the NBA ought to consider changing its affiliation or its headquarters and moving to China and changing their name to the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association, because I think it's despicable that a country like the United States or a league like the NBA in the United States should be beating up on people like the general manager of the Rockets or like others who are simply standing for people in Hong Kong who are simply asking for their freedom. You know, obviously, LeBron James and many of these NBA players don't know the history of Hong Kong. Hong Kong, until I think it was 1999, was a British colony, and it was completely separated from the mainland. I mean, there was a boundary, I guess, and people did go back and forth, as far as I know, but it was an independent operation from China. And when China and the UK made that deal, the deal was that they wouldn't get into, they would leave Hong Kong the way it is. Well, that deal is going down like most deals with communists go down. You know, communists don't live up to the deals that they make. So now you have a situation in Hong Kong where the Chinese don't like these demonstrations, and they're threatening to attack the demonstrators. The reason they haven't, frankly, is because I think they know what a public relations nightmare that would be. But on the other hand, it might be a good idea for the NBA to stand up with those protesters, because as I've said in a previous post that I wrote, my guess is that there's a lot of people in China who support these protesters. They just don't have the freedom to show it. They don't have the ability to post anything. They don't have the ability to march, because they would be met with very serious government resistance if they were to march, let's say, in Shanghai or some other city in China. So LeBron James is not going to talk more about China. Okay, LeBron, you have the right to do that. But the issue is not going away, and it's going to get a lot worse, because the situation in Hong Kong is not going away either. The people of Hong Kong, who are used to freedom, they want freedom. And unfortunately, people like LeBron James just don't understand that. Again, great player. I've heard he's a pretty good guy in the community, and he's done a lot of great things. So I'm not just taking a cheap shot here at LeBron. But as far as China is concerned, he needs to do a little studying. That's all I can say about LeBron James. Well, let's talk a little bit about this debate last night. Well, what can I say? You know, after the first three debates, I tweeted that the winner was President Trump. After the debate last night, I tweeted that the winner was President Trump. It's obvious that these people who are on that stage, none of them can take President Trump. They don't have the stature. They don't have the message. They don't have the ability to run a campaign that would do that. But their biggest problem is that they've all decided to go left. You know, there isn't a single person on that stage who was willing to say, wait a minute, you know, we can't go that far to the left, because if we do, we're going to fall off the cliff. I understand that the senator from Minnesota said something like that, and I think the congresswoman from Hawaii said something along the lines that impeachment, a partisan impeachment, would divide the country. So those were good remarks. I'm glad they said that. But overall, this was an event pandering to the left wing of the Democrat Party. And the left wing of the Democrat Party may be very, very energized and hates Trump. I know. I get that. But they're not enough to defeat Trump. Because in order to defeat Trump, you're going to have to win back states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. You're going to have to really big, you know, somehow pick up those states and bring them back to the Democrat camp. And I didn't hear anything last night that would address that. The other thing that I didn't hear in this debate last night was any mention whatsoever of immigration. I don't think anybody was asked a question about Hong Kong and China. I didn't hear any. So CNN itself, I think, didn't do a very good job of running that debate. I think it's obvious to me that CNN was throwing some real softballs to these candidates. And now that you watch these debates, you know, they've been on MSNBC, they've been on CNN, I think the New York Times one time. Now that you watch these debates, now you understand, I think, why they didn't want to go with Fox News. Because Fox News would have had Chris Wallace, and they would have had at least a couple of people asking some pretty tough questions about how you're going to pay for this, and how you're going to do this, and how you're really going to take guns from people, how you're really going to do Medicare for All. And it seems like these candidates were allowed to say a lot of things in during these debates that just don't make any sense. Everybody knows we're not going to have socialized medicine. Everybody knows we're not going to have Medicare for All. Those are all left-wing fantasies that are basically surviving because the media is not coming up with the follow-up question. And so if you say Medicare for All, but you don't challenge that on the part of the press, then what you have is what you're having in these debates. But again, Trump is winning these debates. That's all I can tell you. Trump is winning, and if you're a Democrat, if you're a serious Democrat, what you saw last night, you better be concerned about it, because what you saw last night, there's nobody in that group that can defeat Trump. I'll just put it that way. They need another candidate, because there's nobody in that group who can defeat President Trump. Let's hear a little bit from my friend Carlos Geddes, who, as you know, plays in the Dallas area and has been a good supporter and a good friend of our show. So let's take a little bit here and listen to one of his many compositions. We have a link to Carlos Geddes' website on the show information. Click on that, and you'll have a chance to not only get his music, but also find out where he's playing around town. We say happy number 78 to Tim McCarver, who was a very good baseball catcher with the Cardinals and later with the Phillies. But I think most of us remember him for his great work on Major League Baseball. He did the postseason and the All-Star game for years with Fox News, and or Fox Sports, I should say, and did a fantastic job. So Tim McCarver, 78 years old, one of the truly good people at explaining the game of baseball. I also want to refer to you to a post that I have over at the American Thinker this morning about the cartels and how I think the cartels in Mexico are sending the president of Mexico a very tough message. And the message is, we're here, and if you're not going to fight us, we're still going to fight you back. And I hope that the president of Mexico reconsiders his approach to these cartels, because I know he wants to fight it with he thinks that he can fight the violence by addressing unemployment and corruption and so on. And that may be true, but at the end of the day, he better make the streets safe, because the streets right now are not safe. And that's what my Mexican friends are telling me. Well, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has decided not to go through with impeachment or the impeachment vote. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that many members of Congress went home for this recess, and they went to a lot of town hall meetings, and they got an earful from constituents who are basically saying, hey, stop wasting your time on these things and work on what you promised us, which is health care and addressing some of the country's problems. In other words, stop talking about impeachment and start governing. I think that's what a lot of constituents are saying, and I think Nancy Pelosi got the message. The problem for Nancy Pelosi is that once she started all of this a few weeks ago, now she's going to have to deal with the left wing of her party, because the left wing of her party wants that vote, and how she puts them down, I don't know. She has a real problem with the left wing of the Democrat Party, because they want to get Trump at any cost. I mean, they want to get Trump no matter what it does to the country, or what it does to the Democrat majority. They just want to get Trump. And I think in doing so, they've made life difficult, not only for Speaker Pelosi, but really for the rest of us who would like to see something get done in Washington, instead of all this constant talk about impeachment and doesn't get you anywhere, talking about impeachment. Thank you for listening. We have all of these, as you well know, on my blog and on my post and on my page. And man, have a wonderful day, and thank you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.